Good morning. Today's daf in Megillah Tzav Zayin. We're in Tzav Vav Amud Beis. We're about 2/3 of the way down on the Amud. We're beginning with the words Yavam HaMelech VeHaman. We are darshening the Megillah, and here we are already in the fifth parak of the Megillah. So the Gemara has been going basically chronologically from the beginning of the Megillah up until this point in time. We've been darshening the Megillah here in the Gemara since daf Yud. And so, yeah, so said already a number of times, the Gemara basically here is a Medrash, and so we're having a number of the Amoraim, each one of them taking a position regarding various points within the Megillah, and the Gemara is beautifully, and it's just a real treat for us, methodically going through the entire Megillah from the beginning, darshaning every Pasuk. So now we're in Parakeh and confrontation. Meaning after 3 days of fasting in the fourth parak, so Esther finally is ready to confront the king, and she goes to the king, and we just pointed out in yesterday's daf how she was propped up by Malachim. Three Malachim propped her up as she greeted the king. This is now her third day of fasting, and so the king says, "Look, I'm here," and the king extended the Sharvit, and in terms of an extension of the Sharvit, the Gemara also has a medrash about that as well. As we saw in yesterday's daf, in terms of how far was extended. And finally, where the point that we're up to right now is that Ahasuerus says to Esther, "Look, I'll give you everything. Not everything, I'll give you up until half the kingdom." And with that stated, so now Esther finally is going to be making an appeal. But her appeal over here is really strange in that what she says to the king is, "Look, I'm going to make a really small and intimate party, and I'm going to invite you and Haman." And how's that sound? So in other words, and that is, of course, a really strange request that's being made by Esther at this point in time, meaning one would imagine that at this point in time, what she should be asking for is, "Please don't kill the Jews." That would seem to be the correct approach. And meanwhile, so she throws a curveball. And so what the Gemara now wants to know and understand is, what exactly is she doing over here? What's her strategy? What's her game plan? And so the Gemara is going to be giving a lot of different possibilities, suggestions in terms of what the game plan is. After going through about a dozen different suggestions of what the game plan is, so the Gemara says that really the truth of the matter is that you can incorporate all these ideas, meaning it doesn't have to be that one is to the exclusion of the other. And so let's begin in the Gemara. So Yavam Melech VeHaman. So the Gemara now is at the point where she's making a request, and Ela Mishteh. And basically, I'd like you to come together. The pasuk actually reads Yavo Amelch VeHaman Hayom El Mishteh. But anyway, so Tan Rabbanan Mar Rasa Esther Shizimnas Haman. So what in the world is she doing, inviting Haman to a party? So Rabbi Lazar Omer Pachim Tamnalo. So here now we begin with the Tanayim. Right, we're going to go through a whole list, a whole sequencing of different explanations given. So the Gemara starts off with the Tanayim. So here we're starting with the Tan Rabbi Eliezer. So Pachim Tamnalo. She basically setting up a trap for him. Shenema Yehisho Chanam Lifneim Lefach. Trap is being set. Rabbi Yoshua Amar Mi Beis Avia Lamda. She learned this as a child. Shenemar Imraif Zarnecha Achila Lechem. The pasuk in Mishlei says, meaning basically we're going to her formative years of education. She learned Mishlei, and in Mishlei it says that if your enemy is hungry, so feed him bread. Okay. Okay, good. Rabbi Meir Omer Kedei Shelo Yitol Eitzam V'Yimrod. So she's inviting Haman because otherwise Haman is Achashverosh is going to be getting advice directly from Haman. In fact, that's what's been happening up until this point in time. And so if she invites Haman to the party, so now Haman and Achashverosh cannot collude without her intervention. Okay. Rabbi Huda Omer Kedei Shelo Yakiruba. She this. Okay, the reason why she invites Haman is that she won't be recognized that she's a Jew. Now, some of these are difficult to understand. This one in particular is difficult to understand. Meaning, in just a little bit, the big reveal that she is Jewish. So, right now at this point in time, why does she want to try to conceal her identity when she's about to reveal her identity? Not perfectly clear. But anyway, if she invites Haman to the party, hard to imagine that she's a Jew, considering the fact that right now Haman is basically known for he wants to exterminate the Jewish people. Reb Nechemia Omer Kedei Shelo Yomer Yisrael Achos Yesh Lanu Bebeis HaMelech. Reb Nechemi gives another interpretation, and that is that, look, they invite she invites Haman, everybody hears about it, and everyone's going to think to themselves, is she crazy? Like, what's going on over here? We thought we can count on her. We can't count on her. Oh, you know what? We need to daven even harder. And basically what she wanted to do by inviting Haman is encourage people to daven even more. Okay. I'm sorry. It's all one sentence. We have a sister in the palace. And what they're going to do is they're going to forget to daven. And so basically what she's doing is she's trying to encourage them to daven even harder. Rabbi Yossi Omer, she wants to be around Achashverosh at all times. So at that point in time, there may be an opportunity for her to intercede. So just basically, in other words, just more time spent with Achashverosh. Rabbi Shimon Manasi Omer, Ulai Yargish HaMakom, V'yasal Ones. Maybe this will bring about more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanus, and so a miracle will happen on behalf of the Jewish people. Rav Yeshua Mekarcha Amar, so Azbir Lo Panim. So what I'll do is basically Sefer Panim, right? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos said when you greet people, you should do so B'Sefer Panim Yafos. So basically what I'll do is I'll show a pleasant face to Haman, Kedesh Yehareg Huvihi. And so now when the king sees that basically I'm flirting with Haman, so he'll call Haman, he'll kill me as well, which by the way goes back to the pasuk at the end of the fourth parak, Kashir Avadati, basically, according to this pshat, it's basically a suicide mission. And Rami Gamliel Omer, Melech Hafach Vechan, Haya. In other words, as far as Achashverosh is concerned, so he waffles, he goes back and forth all the time. And and right now he may be an ally to Haman, but who knows? Meaning he may go in the other direction as well. And so as a result of that, so he'll just flip-flop, he'll go back and forth, and maybe I'll get him at a point where he's flopping instead of flipping. I'm a Rabbi Gamliel. So now the Gemara has just given an assortment of different explanations in terms of what a strategy is, in terms of inviting Haman to the party together with Achashverosh. Rabbi Gamliel says, Adayim tzrichim anu lemodai. So he says, look, a lot of wonderful explanations that are given, but the truth of the matter is we still need Rabbi Lazar Modai, and we need his explanation. Detani Rabbi Lazar Modai Omer, Kenasa B'melech, Kenasa B'sarim. So what's going to happen now is jealousy all around. Jealousy with the king, jealousy with all the princes as well. Meaning once Haman is given this kind of nod, where an honor, where he's being brought to the party only together with Achashverosh. So first of all, from Achashverosh's standpoint, like, what is going on over here? Like, Haman's coming to a party with me, meaning he's on the same status as I am. So Achashverosh is going to lose it with Haman, and he's going to be jealous. And on top of that, you also have everyone else, meaning every one of the other Sarim, meaning Haman at that point in time was an advisor. So all the other advisors are looking at Haman, and they're asking themselves, like, what is going on over here? How come he's being invited to that party? So basically now Haman is going to, what she's doing is she's sticking a huge target on Haman's back because everyone's going to be jealous at Haman. Okay. After having gone through the Tanaim and their viewpoint regarding the explanation, now the Gemara is going to the Amoraim. Okay, so, every Tkufa is going to give their parish in terms of what's happening over here. Rabba Amar Lifnei Shevergon. So Rabbi says, I'll give a different interpretation, and that is that, you know, when somebody falls, when they're on the highest peak. So in other words, she's going to take Haman, put him up to the heights of heights, and that way he can fall. That's a pasuk, another pasuk in Mishlei, Lifnei Shever Gaon. Abai v'Rav Adami Tavayu, b'chomam ashis es mishtehem. A pasuk in Yirmiyahu. And that is basically, it's going to come about through drink. In other words, if you give them drink, if you warm them up and you give them drink, so basically you get good and drunk at a party, and what's going to happen is they're going to fall. That happened to Belshazzar. In other words, go back historically. We talked about this earlier in our section over here of the Agadita, where that's exactly what happened. He brought out the drink and he fell. And oddly enough, by the way, that happened amongst the Amoraim also. Right, Kam Rebizera, Vishakti Larabba. Okay, that's. happens to be, it's not a terrible observation, but not a great example. But anyway, but the, okay, another possibility in terms of what's happening over here. Ashkechei Rabba Baravua de Eliyahu. So Rabba Baravua now has a conversation with Eliyahu, because of course he does. And Amar Lei, and Rabba asks Eliyahu, Keman Chazi Esther V'Avda Hachi. Okay, so we have just now gave a lot of different strategies in terms of what Esther was trying to accomplish in inviting Haman Achashverosh over. The over dozen explanations given by the Tanaim, the two explanations given by the Amoraim. Knew who is correct? So Eliyahu's response is Amalei, Kukula Tanai, Kukula Amorai. Yeah, they're all right. In other words, right, this is a complicated matter, and like all complex matters, you don't have to give one simple explanation for it all. In other words, each one of them is making a really valid point, and let's move along. Okay, so after having been invited to the first party, the first party was pretty much uneventful. In the first party, they sat, they drank. I forgot who makes the diuk. You'll forgive me. But I know we just learned yesterday's daf. You have to say things b'shem amro, and I forget. But anyway, but somebody made the observation. Then the first party, so Esther was not drinking with them because she was still fasting. It was only in the second party, which we're going to get to in terms of, you know, darshaning. So it's only the second party where they drink im Esther. So, okay, I forgot who made the diuk. Okay. So now Haman is going back out home after the first party, and he's the happiest guy in the world. And what he's going to do now is he's going to tell his family. So that he was just invited to this really exclusive party. Mm-hmm. Now, Kama Robanov. Now, he's got a lot of children. And the Gemara would like to know, Nu, how many children are we talking about over here? So I'm Rav Shloshim. So Rav says there's 30 children, Asara Mesu, 10 of them died, Vasara Nidlu, 10 of them were hung, the Asara Machzion Al Psachim, and 10 of them were begging for food. The Rabbanan, Amre, according to the Chachamim, a select group of Chachamim, Osim Shemachzion Al Psachim Shivim Havya. Those that were begging were 70. Dichsiv Siveim Belechem Niskaru. So the Pasuk in Shmuel, where the word is Siveim, but the Gemara now, Al Tikre Siveim Al Shivim. But you could also read it as 70, and I don't know why this particular Pasuk is a reference to Haman's children, but it's a Pasuk in Shmuel. But anyway, Rami Bar Abba Amar Kulan Masayim Mushmana Hava. Haman had a total of 208 children. Shenema V'rov Banav. So the Gemara says, Rav B'Gamatria Masayim V'ar Basa Hava. Well, if it's Gamatria, well, do the math, and it comes out to 214. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, V'rov Ksiv. Yeah, but when you look at the way that it's written without the Vav, and so therefore it comes out to actually 208. Okay, so 208 children of Haman. Again, what exactly the point of all that was, I'm not perfectly clear in terms of identifying the number of children that he had. Now we're here in the beginning of the sixth parak. Like I said in the beginning, in the first parakim, we're going slow, methodically. Here now, we're changing gears. And we're just going to be moving a lot quicker. We're going to be just highlighting a couple more psukim in the Megillah. So over here now, the beginning of the sixth parak. So that night, meaning we are now between the first party and the second party, only one day separated the two of them. The second party was the very next day. And so that night, so Achashverosh is having a really difficult time sleeping. And so we can inject right now, meaning based on what we just saw amongst the Tanaim and the Amoraim. So he was jealous. He was really exceedingly jealous. And the jealousy was probably one of the reasons why he couldn't sleep that night, because all of a sudden here's the party and Haman's at the party and there's nobody else at the party. And what's going on? And we can also, he's worried about the relationship between Haman and Esther, and as we just saw in the Gemara, that was part of her strategy. Anyway, he couldn't sleep that night. So, Amar Rabbi Tanchon Nadadash Nas Makosha Olam. So the word Melech over here could be understood not just as a reference to Achashverosh, but Melech Olam. In other words, it doesn't say Melech Achashverosh, it simply says the word Melech, right? This is attributed to the Gra, right? This I will say B'Shem Amro, because I remember. But it said B'Shem HaGra, that every time you see the word Melech in the Megillah, and it doesn't say Melech HaChashverosh, it's a reference to Melech Malchei HaMelechim. So over here, our Gemara certainly would support this idea. So it's a reference to Malchus Sha'olam. So V'Rabbana Amrei Nadadu Elyonim Nadadu Tachronim. Everything was getting shaken up, and it's a reference to the Malachim. So the Malachim was shaking up HaChashverosh, basically, getting him to stay up the whole night and to agitate him. Rava Amar Shnas Amelach Achashverosh Mamish. So the Nafla Le Milsa Bedaite Amar Mai Dekam Dezamte Esther Lahaman. So here, according to Rava, so he says it. He says what we just suggested moments earlier, and that is that he was worried about the relationship between Haman and Esther, and that's what kept them up at night. Vadilma Eitz Kashakli Lave Da'u Gavra Lemikdale. In other words, aside from the fact that they're having a relationship, but they're also colluding and they're planning to kill me. So Hadar Amar, and now more thoughts of the king. So Ihachi Lohava Gavra Derachim Li Da'ave Modali, meaning if in fact there's an assassination attempt on my life, and oh, by the way, go back to the beginning of the Megillah, the end of the second parak, well, there already was an assassination attempt on his life, so it is not totally crazy and delusional for him to think that people want to try to kill him, because it's happened before. And now, what I need is, I need loyalists. I need people who are at least going to tell me that there is going to be an assassination attempt. Like, remember back in the day when that first assassination attempt? So somebody was a loyalist. So I need a loyalist. At this point in time, why he doesn't think on his own that Mordechai is a loyalist, because that was a loyalist last time. Okay. Anyway, Hadar Amar. So, Dilma Ikenishtava Beitivusa. Velo parase. Maybe somebody did something good for me and I didn't pay him back. Basically, I'm looking for a loyalist, and maybe one of the reasons why I don't have any loyalists is because, quite frankly, I'm not particularly grateful. In other words, the last time somebody did something good for me, maybe I didn't pay him back, and everyone's thinking to themselves, why even bother telling him? Anyway, he's not a reasonable person. So Mishum Hachi, Mimne Inshe Velo Maglele, maybe that's why people aren't telling me about a possible assassination attempt. So Miyad Vayamalavi Sefer Zichronos Devarayamim, and that's why now he's going over his records and he wants to know: is there anyone I didn't pay back? Now's a great time to do so. Either I'll get him to become a loyalist, or at least others will see: hey, I'm not as ungrateful as everyone thinks I am, or maybe I'm not as ungrateful as I actually am. But regardless, Vayu Nikraim Alami Nikraim Alehim. They didn't even have to be read. In other words, the records came alive. In other words, someone hit the play button and it started playing. Exactly what the Gemara's point over here is, I don't know. Meaning, right? It's that open an ace, maybe, possibly. But I certainly understand, however, what the Gemara is bothered by the grammar in the pasuk. Meaning, the pasuk reads vayu nikraim, the read on their own. Okay, so in the words they say a pshat. So the Gemara says a pshat, but obviously it's difficult to explain. Agreed. That part I understand. In other words, by reading it, so it's going to come out that Mordechai is in fact owed by the king, and right, and they don't want to say that. That theme keeps coming up over here. Vayimatze kasuv, and it was discovered that it was written so kasuv mi bailei. So it should have said the grammar again is a little bit off. It should say kasuv. So in other words, it was already written. So malamed shesham shay mochek and Gavriel kosev. So what they were trying to do is that they were trying to expunge, they were trying to erase. In other words, because again, what they're about to read is that Mordechai is owed by the king, and they don't want to read it. So they're trying to erase it, and Gavriel keeps rewriting it. And that's why you have the word kosev, meaning as if it's currently being written. And again, the Gemara now is giving a pshat in terms of how it's currently being written. Amar Avasi Darsh Rabbi Shilai Ish Kfar Tamarta Umaksav Shlamata Shilizchusam Shayisol Ano Nimchak So Ksav Lamala Lo Kol Shekein. And so the Gemara says a comforting point for us, and that is that if something is recorded down here and it cannot be erased, so if something's recorded up there for our zchus, that for sure cannot be erased. Lo na'asa imo davar. So as they were reading it over, so now they're reminding each other of what Mordechai did back in the day, where he saved the king from the assassination attempt, and the king said, "Nu, what do we do for him?" And so they looked around, they said, quite frankly, nothing. So Amar Rava, lo mimnei oavim es Mordechai, elo mimnei sonim es Haman. Shesonin es Haman. So as far as the credit that they want to give to Mordechai, they don't want to give Mordechai credit. They just hate Haman so much that, okay, fine. If it means that now we get to push Mordechai up a little bit. It's just because of their hatred for Haman. So then going on in the sixth parak, so the pasuk reads, I'm just reading the pasuk in total. V'haman ba, lemor lamelech lesosos Mordechai ala eitz, asher hechin lo. The tree that he prepared for him, pronoun. And what does the word asher lo mean? So tana lo echin. So the truth of the matter is that the tree was really prepared for himself. Right? In other words, he didn't know that, but in other words, he wasn't preparing the tree for him, meaning him, meaning Mordechai, but rather the him over here is a reference to Haman himself. Va'asei chein le'Mordechai. Okay, we're moving ahead now in the sixth parak, and basically a suggestion that was made, and that is when Haman did not know that the beneficiary of this little bonus, so to say, is going to be Mordechai, meaning Haman thought it was himself. So Haman made a couple of suggestions. You know, we dress him up in the king's clothing and trot him around on the king's horse. And kacha yaseh le'ish, in other words, and that's what you should tell people. Okay. And so, asachein le'Mordechai. And so when the king heard this, the king said, okay, great idea. Okay, so do all that for Mordechai. And that, of course, was the big, you know, for Haman, that was a big shock because he didn't see that coming. So, Amar le manu Mordechai. So, So he said to Achashverosh, so he said, Mordechai, Amar le Hayudi. So he says, you know, Mordechai the Jew. So Amar le, so Haman says back to Achashverosh, Tuva Mordechai yikabu Yudai. Come on. There's so many of them out there. So many Mordechais out there. So Amar le Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech. You know, the ones that Yoshe B'Shar HaMelech. So basically what the Gemara is intimating to us is obviously there was a hesitancy on the part of Haman because obviously he didn't want to do any of this. And so he was trying for a moment to deflect. Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about, but Achashverosh says to Haman, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Amalei sagalei bechad discarta inami bechad nahara. So Haman says to Achashverosh, look, just throw the guy a bone. Meaning you don't have to trot him through the city in the royal clothing and on the royal horse, even though I just suggested it. You don't have to do that. You know what you could do? Give him a town. give him a river. Probably over here by river, it means like a toll booth. In other words, just give him a cash cash gift. So Amalei, so Hanami Havlei. So the king's response is, you know what? Great idea. Okay. So in addition to trotting him around on the king's horse and the king's clothing, so we'll also give him a town. We'll give him a river. All this is great. So Al Tapel Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta. And the Gemara says, and that's wonderful pshat in the pasuk, meaning, and do not detract from anything you just suggested. And now the right, what did he also suggest? Good. So now we have the Torah Shabbat Peh, we have the Masorah, the narration, the in between the lines of what else was said by Haman. So we are now. This Gemara is fantastic. Probably you have heard Midrashim like this. So our Gemara now is going to be going over basically the narration, the back and forth between Haman and Mordechai. Meaning the only thing that we get in the Megillah is that Haman now dresses Mordechai and trots him around. But we don't get any dialogue. There's no narration. And so what the Gemara now is going to do is provide for us narration. Again, I don't know who to credit this observation to. Okay, I'm a disaster today. So it's a correct observation, and that is that Haman and Mordechai throughout the entire Megillah never have dialogue, never. Okay, and again, I wish I knew who to credit this point to. It's not my point. It's not my observation. They never dialogue in the entire Megillah. Right. And so now in the Gemara, we're going to get dialogue and good. In other words, that's part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. But actually, in the Torah Shabbat Chsav, in the Megillah itself, there's never any dialogue between them. Okay. Anyway, so Ashkechei D'Yasvei Rabban Kamei. So now, what's happening? So now Haman has to go get Mordechai because he has got to do what the king told him to do. Dress him in the king's clothing, walk him through the city, etc., etc. So where's Mordechai currently? So right now he's giving shir. Obviously. So the Asri Rabbanan Kamei, Umach Bile Hilchos Kamitza, Le Rabbanan. And what he's going over is going over the halachas of Kamitza. Now Rashi over here writes beautifully that Hilchos Kamitza, now what? So Rashi reminds us that what's today? Today's the 16th day of Nisan. So what normally happens today is that had we had a base of Mikdash, we would have offered the Karban Omer. And so now the Karban Omer, so it's a mincha, and you have to take a Kamitza off the mincha, and he's giving shir now on how to do that. And it's relevant to the day. So in other words, they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, so they didn't have the actual Avodah, so they were learning about the Avodah. That's Rashi right here. So, Kevin de Chazim Mordechai Dapik Lekabli So when Mordechai sees Haman going with the horse, so Mirsa, so immediately he got scared, meaning he didn't know what was happening. He didn't know what Haman was planning on doing right now. So Amalei LeRabbanan, so he says to the Chachamim, to his students, Hai Rishar LeMikdal Nafshei Ka'asai. Well, he must be coming to try to kill me. So Zila Mikamei. So what he tells the students is, look, I'm not going to run, but you guys run. So Dilo Tikva Begachla So. And so that way you won't get damaged, you won't get injured. By he shaita nisatif Mordechai v'kamle litzuse. And so Mordechai at that point in time, so he wraps himself up in a talus and he goes and he davens. Also Haman v'yasvele kamayhu. So here comes along Haman, the v'orech ad desalik Mordechai litzuse, and basically had to finish until Mordechai finishes davening. Meaning Mordechai was in the middle of a kol shmon esrei, but whatever the tefillah was that he was saying, and Haman had to stand there and wait until he finished. So I'm a little bit my siktu. So now Amar Lahu. This is now Haman speaking to the Talmidim. Right, Lahu is in Lashon Rabbim. So he says to the Talmidim, so new, what were you guys learning together? Because at that point in time, Mordechai was davening, currently davening. So Amar Lahu, so the student said, So when you bring a carbon mincha, so you gotta bring kumsa de sulta. You have to bring solas, meaning as part of a mincha, the umis kaperle, and it provides a kapara. So amalei asa malei kumsa kimcha didchu. Haman says to them, so now let's bring a kometz v'dachi asari afe kikari kas v'didi, meaning your little kometz of flour, meaning they didn't actually bring it, but in other words, but the learning about the kometz of flour, so it was able to knock out all my money, meaning I paid significant money. Now it's a little bit unclear at this point in time because, right, if we remember correctly, so Achashverosh never took the money. Okay, but still, the point is that somehow your comments of flour is able to knock out all my money. So Amar Lei, so Rasha. So at that point in time, so Mordechai finished davening. It was obviously listening in on the conversation between them, and he says to Haman, Rasha. So Eved Shekana Nechasim, Eved Lemi Unasach Unechasim Lemi. That's not your money; it was my money. And the Gemara here is now making a second reference. This is the second time, second day in a row, we're making a reference to the fact that at one point in time. Haman was really down and out financially, and he needed food, basic food. And so who lent him the money? So Mordechai lent him the money. So at that point in time, so Mordechai really was a lender to Haman. So basically all of the assets were mortgaged against that loan. And so basically Mordechai reminded Haman again, is that really any money that you have is really my money. So it wasn't your money that you used in order to offer to pay, but rather it was my money. So Amalei kum levush hani money. Okay. So continuing now with the behind-the-scenes narration that takes place between Haman and Mordechai. And so Haman says to Mordechai, I knew you have to wear this clothing. Or Rechovai says, and you're going to be going on this horse, the Bailai Malka, because that's what the king wants. So Amalei lo yechilna ad aile lebei bani v'eshkol lamazia. And he says, look, I'm not in great appearance shape, meaning I need a bath, I need a shave, I need a haircut. Like, I'm not ready. So, meaning, in the current state that I'm in right now, it's just simply not derech eretz that this is the way I'm gonna be presented in the king's clothing on the king's horse. And so, what Esther does now is she closes all the bathhouses and she closes all the barbers. In other words, basically, right, she's going to force Haman to have to also be the bath attendant and the barber as well. So, Ailu Ihu Lebei Bani. So now it was required that Haman is going to have to take Mordechai to the bathhouse. Ve'azche, and Haman now is going to be bathing Mordechai. Ve'azov Aisei Zuzami Beise. And on top of that, he got a pair of scissors from his house. Ve'kashakol Ve'imazia, and it was Haman that was providing Mordechai a haircut. Ve'hadid Ve'kashakole, and during the haircut, in good. So Haman, so he let out a kvetch, the isnach, and he sighed. Amalei amai kam misnach, and so Mordechai asks Haman, so why the sigh? So Amalei Gavra Dahava Chashev Leil Lamaka Mikula Rav Ravune Hashda Lishava Balan Visapar. He says, look, I was in a really high position, and now today I'm a bath attendant, I'm a barber. So Amalei Rasha Velav Sapar Shal Kfar Kartzuma Yisa. So he says, look, that used to be your job. In other words, can I remind you? Like back in the day when you were really poor, so that was your job. So the truth of the matter is that all you just did is just go full circle to what you once were. Tana Haman Sapar Shal Kfar Katsumaya, Esim Vishtaim Shana in the Gemara, Quartz of Braisa, that we have in Misora, that he was a barber for 22 years. Vasa de Shaklin Lamazi after the haircut, Lavshin Lamane. So he dressed him in the king's clothing. Amr Lei, Sak Urechav. So Haman says to Mordechai, no, it's time for you to get up and to ride on the horse. Amr Lei, Lo Yachino de Khisha Chele. He says, look, I can't get up on the horse on my own. I've been just fasting for 3 days. Like, I'm weak. So Gachin, so what Haman now was forced to do was basically bend down Vesalik, so that Mordechai could step on Haman in order to get up onto the horse. And Kisalik bought Bay. And now, so it was a great opportunity. So Mordechai took advantage of the opportunity. And while stepping on the back of Haman, he also kicked Haman as well. So Amr Lei Lok Siv Lechu Ben Poli Vechal Tismach. So Haman says to Mordechai, look, you just added insult to injury, or injury to insult in this particular case, meaning, and the pasuk in Mishlei says that when your enemies fall, so you shouldn't be happy. So Amalei Hani Milabi Yisrael Avabiditchu Siv Ata Alba Mosenu Tidroch. Okay, for another Yisrael, so who happens to be your enemy, so then you're not allowed to be happy when he falls down. But for you, I have another pasuk for you, and that is Alba Mosenu Tidroch. Right, you should be stepping on the high places, meaning. Right, not only am I going to step on you, I'm going to kick you as well. That's all well and good. So now just continuing in the Psukim and Perek Vav. So as we know, so now he had to call out, now he's going throughout the entire town, and he's going through his own little suburb as well. And this part of the story, everyone's familiar with. So now his daughter's on the rooftop. Savra, she thinks, well, who's on the horse? It's got to be my father, obviously. Mordechai, and who is leading him? So it's got to be Mordechai. Shakla atzitza de beis kise. So she takes the urinal. And shadisa aresha davua, and she throws on the head of her father, not realizing that was her father, thinking was Mordechai. So dali ene. So Haman lifts up his head, and now the terrible reveal, terrible not for us, but for the daughter, the terrible reveal that it was Haman that she just dumped the excrement in the urine on his head. So v'chazas davuahu naflam igra la'ara umesa. So at that point in time, because of the shock, because she jumped off the roof and she committed suicide. Behind the dichsiv, ayash Mordechai el shara melech. And now with that in mind, so now you'll understand that Haman goes back and Vayashav Mordechai El Shar Melech. Mordechai goes back. Amar Rav Sheshes Sheshav L'Sako Ulasani So. So he goes back to sackcloth and fasting. The Vahaman Nidchafa Beisol Avel V'Chafui Rosh. But then, or the next part of the pasuk is now going to be consistent with what we just read as part of the Mesorah, and that is that he goes back and he is now in mourning V'Chafui Rosh. Aval Abito, as far as the mourning is concerned, so he just lost his daughter, and Chafui Rosh, Al She'ira Lo. And what does that mean? That is that he had something on his head. So you could have just simply understood that to mean that he was in a particular mood. But now, based on the measures we just learned together, so it could be that he actually had urine and excrement on his head. Avayisaper Aman Lizer Shishol Lecho O Havav, and Karile O Havav, Karile Chachamav. So the Amar Rav Yochanan, so he now gathers and he assembles together, and so occasionally they're referred to, they're described as Oavim, and sometimes they're called Chachamav. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Amar Davar Chachma, I feel about almost all Olam, a Nikre Chacham. So the Gemara says that when you say something smart, even if you happen not to be that particularly smart, but if you say something smart, so it's okay, it's fair to call you a Chacham. Now, Imizera Yehudim Mordechai. Now, if Mordechai is a Jew, now, the truth of the matter is that you could ask this question without the Gemara, but now that we have the Gemara over here, we can ask a really simple question. If Mordechai is a Jew, what in the world does that mean if Mordechai is a Jew? Probably one of the things that everyone knows Mordechai for is the fact that he's Jewish. So what does that mean, im mizera ha-Yehudim? So Amr Lei, so the Gemara now understands This is what Zeresh meant when she was talking to Haman. Amrulay, Imishar Shvatim Kaasei. And by the way, it's not just Zeresh. In other words, Amrulay. In other words, it's the whole household that's saying over to Haman. So Imishar Shvatim Kaasei. Look, if Mordechai, meaning we all know he's Jewish, but what Sheva does he come from? So if he comes from any of the other Shvatim, so then fine. So then for sure you can best him. However, Imi Shevet Yehuda Binyamin Ve'Ephraim Menashe Lo Yechatlei. But if he's coming either from Shevet Yehuda or from Binyamin or from Ephraim or from Menashe. By the way, just as an interesting aside, not even so much an aside, meaning what options are there in terms of which Shevet he could come from? We are now, after Churban Bayis Rishon, at this point in time, Sancheirav has already done away with the 10 Shvatim. I know just a couple days ago in the Daf, we entertained the idea that for a temporary period of time, so the Asar Shvatim were brought back. Okay, but anyway, a simple pshat would be that the only representation that is left of the Jewish people is only Shevet Yehuda and only Shevet Binyamin. And over here in our Gemara, it kind of gives us a sense that there is a possibility that he could come from another Shevet as well. Okay. Okay, fine. So it's just an observation. So lo yachalei, so Yehuda dichsev yadcha barifavecha. However, if he were to come from either Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin, Ephraim, or Menashe, so at that point in time, you're done. How do I know that? Yehuda dichsev. So this is a bracha that was given to Yehuda. Yadcha barifavecha. Your hand is going to be on the neck of your enemy. And v'inach, and as far as the other shvatim that were just mentioned, either Binyamin, Ephraim, or Menashe, so dichsev beilif ne Ephraim. Uvinyamin, uMenashe, orera esgevurascha. Okay, the Pasuk in Tehillim that highlights that these particular Shvatim, for reasons that I cannot articulate, so they are undefeatable. Kinafol tipol lefanav. You're going to fall to him. This is, again, what the family is telling Haman. So Darsh Rav Yehuda bar Elai shtei nefilos halal ulama. The double language, what is that coming to tell us? Amru lo. So the Chachamim said to Haman, meaning Chachamim, meaning his household Chachamim. So umazu Meshula la'afar. So this nation is like Dirt and Meshula Kochavim as well. They're analogous to the stars. Kishem Shiyordim Yordim Ad Afar. Kishem Olim Olim Ad Lekochavim. So there are wild swings in the Jewish stock market. In other words, they can be down like the dirt, but when they're up like the stars. So right now, you're looking at them right now at their heights, and you're really in bad shape. Visari say Hamalach Higiyo Vayavilu. Okay, now, Haman is being taken. And remember, this is now the second day, the next day. So we are having a second party. And Esther invites both Haman and Achashverosh to that second party. And the Gemara now points to the fact that they rushed him. So Malamed, so Vayavhilu, so Sheheviyo Behala. So Haman was just in total disarray as he's being brought to the second party. We are now in the seventh parak of the Megillah, and now this is Esther, who is now making the big reveal to Achashverosh about who she is. In other words, her identity, which up until this point in time was undisclosed, and now finally the big reveal. Ki ein atzar shoveh ben nezek hamelech. And the Gemara goes on to say, Amar lo. So Esther says to Achashverosh, Tsar ze, Einu shoveh, banezek shel melech. So the, Ikne be bevashti vekatla. So look, as far as this person, meaning she's pointing to Haman, he doesn't really care in terms of any kind of collateral damage. Meaning, he was upset with Vashti and he killed her. Hashti ikne be didi. Now he's just upset with me. Umi bai lamikdalei. And he wants to kill me as well. And he doesn't care. So he killed Vashti. He's going to kill me. Like, don't you see what's going on over here? So Vayomer Amelcha Achashverosh Vayomer Lester Amakav Vayomer Vayomer Lamali. So here now we're in Perek Zion. This is the fifth pasuk, and it says Vayomer twice. So Amar Rabbi Abahu Bitchila Yei Torgaman and Kevan De Amar Le Mi Beis Shaul Kasina Miad Vayomer Lester Amakav. A really interesting Gemara. The Gemara here says that up until this point in time, there was never any direct communication between Achashverosh and Esther. I know it's his wife, but he always spoke to her through a Torgamon. Okay, in other words, he just assumed that she wasn't able to speak a royal language. I don't fully know what I mean when I say royal language, but I've just seen it enough times where I know there's such a thing called a royal language. And so he didn't know that she knew how to speak it, because he never thought that she was actual royalty. But now that she's the big reveal, and part of the big reveal is that she comes from, right? She comes from royal descent. So as a result of that, and by the way, the Gemara over here assumes that Shaul, meaning that goes back to our discussion that we had also earlier in terms of which Shevet does Mordechai come from and Esther come from. The Gemara right now is assuming that Shevet Binyamin, which means so that her royal descent is from Shaul. But regardless, the point is that the, now he's learning that she's royalty as well. Okay, so now Torgerman, we're going to put him aside, and I'm going to speak to her directly in the royal language. Okay. So, she said, Ish tsar ve'oyev, you know, this really bad enemy. And at that point in time, who was she ready to point her finger at? None other than Achashverosh himself. In other words, because she was going to identify Achashverosh as being really the enemy of the Jew. Now, in terms of, in other words, in her thinking, was this strategy? Was this emotional? I'm unsure. But certainly, though, right now, that's not beneficial. In other words, what would have been beneficial, and that's what the Malach did, Malach helped her in terms of taking her finger, pointing it away from Achashverosh, and pointing it in the direction of Haman. Make a Shiva Lakima. Ma'akima Bechema Av Shiva Bechema. Now, what Achashverosh wanted to do is he wanted to take a breather. Because it's at this point in time that he was about to lose it, or he was losing it. And so he figured that before he does anything rash, he'll just simply go outside and come back in again. But now the Gemara points out that when he came back in, he was just as a wreck as when he left. So he was just as angry. Now, when he went out to the garden, so he thought that the garden was going to calm him down. Just the opposite. Got him angrier. Why? What did he see when he went out to the garden? So again, we don't know in the Megillah, but we do now have Tor Shabbat Peh. And we have the following as our Mesorah. And that he finds the Malach HaSharash, the Idmolei Le'ekigarve. So they're looking like people, the Ka'akri Le'ilana Debustane, and they're ripping out trees in the garden. Amaluhu Mayuv Daihu. What are you doing ripping up my garden? So Amrulei Depakdinan Haman, the Asala Beise. So Haman instructed us to do so. Haman instructed you to rip up my garden? What? So at that point in time now, okay, so, but we're piling on. And so Asala Beise, so he goes back into the house. And now when he goes back to the house, so what does he see? So we all know, right? Again, this part of the Gemara, probably the most popular, famous of today's daf. The Haman nofel alamita. So the word nofel is belashon hoveh. He's falling on the bed. Meaning that grammatically doesn't make any sense, as the entire story of the Megillah is told in the past tense. So it should say Haman nafal. What does it mean, Haman nofel? That's the Gemara's question. So nofel, nafal mi baile. Amar belazim melame, shabam malach v'yipilu aleha. So as Haman now is going to Esther, basically petitioning and beseeching on his own life, so what the Malach does is he pushes Haman on top of Esther. So Amar vai beisayim vai mi bra. So he says, look, inside my house, outside my house, meaning this is crazy. So vayomer Malach gam lechboshes hamalka imi babayis. Are you going to, right? There's no great English word for lechbosh, but you're going to conquer my wife right with me right here in the house. So vayomer charvona. So charvona says the following. Amar Abelazar af charvona rasha. Now, as far as Charvana is concerned, so don't give him any credit. Now, I know the question is us. We have a poem that we say after a piyut, we say after the Megillah, and in it we say, V'gam Charvana zachor l'tov. Our Gemara is certainly not taking that position. Okay, so, I did see a pshat. All right, when we say V'gam Charvana zachor l'tov, it's not Charvana, it's the V'gam, meaning the right, that which he says in the Megillah. The Vigam of Charvana Zachor L'tov. All right. Anyway, so the Gemara says really clearly, Charvana up until this point in time, so he was in the Haman party. However, he realized at that point in time, the Haman party is going down, so now is a great time to defect. So, Rasha V'osa Eitzahaya. So, Kevin Shirashalon is Kaima Atzaso Miad Barach, V'ainu Dichsi V'yashlech Alav, V'lo Yachmo Miado Beruch Yivrach. And so immediately you run away. So he defected from the party, knowing full well that the party's going down. I'd like to not go down with the party. Okay. V'chamas amelach shachacha. So here now in the seventh perek, pasuk yud. So v'chamas amelach shachacha, the double chaf of shachacha. That's what the Gemara is picking up on. So shtei shechichos halalu lamalai. The fact that the king's anger was subdued, it calmed down. So two malachim that we're talking about over here, the melach, malchim hamalachim, and achashverosh. V'amrilah, achashaster v'achashavashti. So the or another way to say it is that Achashverosh calmed down twice, once for Esther and once for Vashti. The in other words, by killing Haman, so he can't bring Vashti back, but at least now that was a little bit of nakama, okay, and now he actually was able to save Esther because Haman wasn't able to kill Esther, okay. We are on the very bottom. I see we're going to fall a little bit behind. We're on the very bottom, Tetzayin Amud Aleph. And we're continuing in the Gemara, and here now we're going to take a little break from the Megillah, okay? And you'll see why. We're going to go now to Chumash, and we're going to go to Yosef and the brothers. So Lichulam, the common thread, by the way, between what we're about to do, and what we just read. Is that we just read in the Megillah the big reveal. So over here in the Chumash, there also was the big reveal, right? And the big reveal in the Chumash, of course, is that Yosef tells the brothers, you know, I know up until this point in time you thought I was some viceroy in Egypt, which, by the way, happens to be true, but also, I also happen to be your brother. Okay, so the big reveal. So, lechulam nasan leish chalifos malo, levinyan nasan chamesh chalifos. Now, when he sends them back home in order to get Yaakov to come down to Egypt, so he sends everybody with a change of clothing, but for Binyamin, his full brother, so he gives them five sets, five suits. Efshar Davin Itzarba Osa Tzadik. Now the Gemara says that's really strange. Meaning, remember how the whole story started? In other words, it's because Yosef was given an extra piece of clothing, and now and now he's going to be giving Binyamin extra clothing. Like doesn't isn't that? It seems like that's a mistake. So, yeah, so and that's exactly what the Gemara is asking as we turn to the top of the Amud Beis. So, Efshar Shadavish and Sarbo Oso Tzadik Yikashal Bo, he's going to stumble over that which started the whole fighting to begin with. So, Amarav, Abar Mechasi, Amarav Chama Bergori, Amarav Bishvil, Mishkal Shnei Salai, Mila, Shahosef Yaakov Liosef. So, Sharechav, Nizgal Gal Davar Viyadu Avasin Lamitzrayim. You know, because of the Ksonas Apasim that was given from Yaakov to Yosef, that engendered the jealousy, which caused the brothers to either attempt to kill Yosef or sell Yosef into slavery. And that brought about the Gulf of Mitzrayim. So basically, the jealousy of the brothers caused the Gulf of Mitzrayim. Right? That's a really short way to tell over a really long story. But now he's doing the same thing. So that Amar of Binyamin Bar Yefes, Remez Ramazlo, Sha'asid Bain, Latseis Mimenu. I know the Gemara didn't quote the whole pasuk, but basically it's a remez. You know, eventually what's going to happen, Binyamin, is that from you is going to be a progeny much later on in history who's going to be wearing five different types of royal clothing, and that's a reference to Mordechai. But as long as we're here now in Bereishis, so the Gemara now is going to be going over a couple of other points. He falls on the necks of his brother. Now, so when I say the word necks, it sounds funny, but that's what the Chumash says. He's falling on the necks of Binyamin. So what does that mean? So because there are not one but two Bate Mikdash that are going to be in the Chelik of Binyamin. And what's going to happen is that they're going to both be destroyed. And so that's the Tzavare. The next is a reference to, it's a nevuah about the, not one, but two Bate Mikdash. They're going to be destroyed. Kacha, I'm sorry, Bacha al Tzavarav. So Bacha al Mishkan Shiloh. And Binyamin now is crying on the neck of Yosef. What's in the Chelik of Yosef that he's crying for? And so that is going to be the Shiloh. Sha'asid Lios Bechalko Sheyosef Va'asid Lecharev. And Shiloh too is going to be destroyed as well. So still now we're darshing the psukim in Vayigash, and so your eyes see So Amar Rabbi Lazar Amar Hem Kishem She'ein Belibi Al Binyamin Achilo Haya B'Mechir Asi Kach Ein Belibi Aleichem Kipi Amidaber Aleichem Kifi Kifi Kein Belibi. And basically what he's trying to do is trying to tell the brothers, look, I can understand that you think that I'm really upset with you, just like I'm not upset over Binyamin, because Binyamin had nothing to do with it, so I'm not upset with you as well. And everything I'm saying, I really feel on my heart. Meaning he's not harboring any grudge whatsoever towards his brothers. Ulaviv shalach chazos asara chamarim nosim mituv mitzrayim. And now when he sends for his father, he sends wagons and donkeys. And with the good of Egypt, my mituv mitzrayim, amar av binyamin bar yafes, amar av belazar shalach lo yayin yashan shadazu ken noche emenu. Vintage wine, right? The old wine, old people like old wine. Okay, I know that's exactly what the Gemara says. So, Vayelchu Gamachiv Vayiplu Lefanav Amar Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafes Amar Rabbi Lazar Hani Damer Inshei Tala Beina Sagila. You know, when a fox is having his day, so you bow down to the fox. And basically, what the Gemara is saying is that the brothers are bowing down to Yosef. In other words, so when the fox has his day, so you bow down to him. The Gemara cannot believe what just happened. So Tala. So my Bitzurte Me'achva. Meaning, what does that mean? In other words, generally when you're, what we're trying to say is that someone who typically is in a lower position, but if he's having a moment, so you got to concede. So, but Yosef to the brothers, meaning he's not typically in a lower position, meaning Yosef is a brother, literally, to the brothers. So why, the analogy is strange, meaning the lesson is a good lesson, but to learn it from here, that's strange. So, Ela Idmar Hachi Idmar. So the Gemara says, fine. The lesson's good, we just have to apply it to a different scenario. And that is, Aveishtachu Yisrael Arosha Mita. So Yaakov is bound to Yosef. Now we could say it. So Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tala Be'idna Sagilei. So when the fox is having a moment, so you bow down to him. Now Yaakov's bound down to his son? What is that? In other words, because Yosef was having a moment. It was more than just a moment, but in other words, it's not normal for a father to bow down to the son, but the son was now the viceroy, second in command, and Yaakov is basically going to instruct him, you're going to bury me where I want you to bury me, but, in other words, he needs Yosef at that point in time. Okay, so you bow. Appropriate time to bow. Let's do one more for today, and then we'll pause. Vayinachem osam v'yidaber al libam. So he's speaking to their heart. Again, we're going back to Yosef trying to share with the brothers that he is not harboring any grudges. Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafes, Amar Rabbi Elazar Malamisha, Amar Lahem, Dvarim Shemiskablim Al Halev. He really was able to speak to the heart. Umasar Neros, Lo Yachlu Lechavos Nerachad. Look, 10 candles couldn't put out one candle. Meaning, you try to do away with me. And there's 10 of you and there's one of me and you couldn't do it. So Nerachad, so Hechachol Lechavos Asar Neros. I'm sorry, yeah, I was right. So Nerachad Hechachol Lechavos Asar Neros. So now what? You think I'm going to be able to hurt you? If you can't hurt me, there's no way I can hurt you. I'm 1 year 10. In other words, you have nothing to worry about. Meaning, I know, even if I wanted to hurt you, I couldn't do so. And so so he was able to speak to their heart. Okay, put a bookmark right over here. La Yehudim Haisa Or V'Simcha V'Sasam V'Kar. Okay, it is a good place to start tomorrow morning. Okay, Ad Kan. Summary of today's daf. We covered in the Megillah the end of the 5th, the 6th, the 7th prakim of the Megillah.